listening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And that was Elaine Silver singing Standing in the Possibility. And tonight, we are really standing in the possibility. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level, to be free from all limitations you've acquired so that you can achieve true well-being, achieve your potential however you choose to define it. Are you ready to experience your own sanctuary? With us tonight is Roberta Hadlick, co-founder of the AIM program. And we're going to talk about the AIM program and women. Good evening, Roberta.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. We're always glad to have you. Why don't you begin by telling us what the AIM program is and how it was founded?
AIM program, well, AIM stands for the All-Inclusive Method, mm-hmm. which in the book Sanctuary, we talk about the way that we were testing before and using tinctures. And now with the AIM program, all of the frequencies that we were testing for and that are all within a computerized system, which is sending energy to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The AIM program came about, it's been in existence almost 13 years, so it's been quite a while. And before that, Stephen and I were in practice together, and we kind of evolved into the AIM program, which is much faster, much more complete, I would say, way of sending us energy and helping us find our life's purpose and our passion and make our life the best life that we can.
And Roberta, have you found that it really works? And what is a tincture for our audience?
Well, yes, it does work, which, you know, we'll hear more about that in a little bit. But sure. Yes, it works fabulously, you know, for there's so many people that have had great success with the program, myself included. A tincture was something that was an alcohol and water-based solution. And then it had energies transferred into the solution, and then you would take it sublingually. And those solutions would help you clear out your hereditary imbalances, or what some people coin as baggage that we brought to the earth with us in this lifetime.
Well, I know that that you were in the book Sanctuary, which we're going to be reviewing tonight in our metaphysical corner. But how did you meet Stephen? How did this all start for you, Roberta?
Well, kind of an interesting way. In 1987, I was in a car accident and got a few, you know, injuries. It was a pretty serious car accident, but I had mostly the bumps and the bruises and the whiplashes and all that kind of stuff. And when my mother and my stepfather came and picked me up at the hospital, my stepfather immediately told me that he wanted me to go see this guy who had this machine, and it would really help me. And when I went in there, I just wouldn't ask any questions and just let him do his thing, and he would give me some stuff to take home and take, and I'd feel 100% better. That's all he told me. So a couple days later, he took me over to see Steve. And he tested me with the machine, which is the quantum evaluation device, or the QED, that we still use today, testing my thumb, which is one of the lymphatic meridians, and testing to see what my body was doing. And he was telling me that my body was telling him what was wrong or right with me, and kind of changing it or computerized, the computer was talking to him in a language that we could understand and printing it out for him so that he could tell what needed attention in my body and however, you know, that it was going to work. My family had always been from a holistic background. We weren't really, we were all into natural healing. My grandparents were in that. So it didn't seem odd to me at all. It seemed pretty much at home to me.
So, how long did it take for you to notice a change?
Well, the first time that I went in, he tested and did all this stuff, and then he told me I was going to come back in a couple of weeks. So I started taking the tinctures, and it was probably a week or week and a half. It was pretty quick that I started noticing changes. It was kind of, the way I was noticing was that I was no longer aching so bad from this accident, because what they really wanted me to do was to take painkillers, which I wasn't accustomed to doing, and they made me feel odd, and I couldn't really still function under
That's true.
So I was trying to find a way that I could feel better, but, you know, keep on going. So this really helped me, and I noticed that in a couple of weeks I started being less achy, but then over a period of time, I'd say probably a couple months, I started noticing so many changes, not just my physical, mine was more emotionally and more in the way I thought and the way I problem solved.
Right?
Pardon me?
More clarity of thought.
Exactly. It was almost like somebody lifted a shade. And that's my best description of it. It always feels like that when somebody lifts the shade, and just like all these things and questions that I had in my mind about things that I didn't even know I had questions of, but all of a sudden these answers were there. And I was kind of at a crossroads in my life, I guess you could say. I was in a job that I didn't particularly care for, but, you know, we have to eat and we have to have a roof over our head and those things. So I couldn't not go to work or do this job, I thought. I felt rather trapped. I was in a relationship that was on the rocks, and I was, you know, trying to deal with that. So all of these things kind of culminated in this accident.
That's called destruction before reconstruction,
Roberta. Yeah, it's like your whole world blowing up in a couple seconds, and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do next.
I think we have another frequency here. I found out about the AIM program through Linda Gray when I was out with Deepak Chopra in San Diego, and she told me about a mysterious man named Max who lived in the desert, and I didn't know what she was talking about, but she said he was excellent and that she had been to see him several times. Then I went home, and 6 months later, a friend from Austin, Texas, sent me the book. I got to the third chapter, and I had to be on the program. And that was
that was a great story.
15 years ago, Roberta. I know you remember Mitch Rabin from New York. He's the one that really, he loved the program, and so did Linda Gray. And I remembered that, and I came in. And then I started to teach it. I had to teach it. I had to tell everybody in the whole world.
Linda is still, she's one of my best friends. She was just in Las Vegas almost 8 months ago or so. And she's still very involved in the program and loves it.
She's wonderful.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah, she does. Well, you know, I was a very sick little girl. I had TB when I was 5. And I was always sick. In the 70s, I was in the hospital every 6 months. And since the AIM program, I haven't had a problem.
That's great. What a great story.
It's absolutely true. In fact, I had a blood disease that disappeared, and I find that whatever was weak in my body, which I had cancer, I don't know if you knew that, and all that, that's all disappeared. It's just so, of course, I cleaned up the diet and ate less sugar. But those things are just a part of it, Roberta. We have to clear ourselves on so many levels, and the AIM program is so supportive of how you do those levels, especially with meditation and affirmations, don't you think?
Absolutely. All of those things go hand in hand. I don't think there's one magic bullet that we can take that is going to clear us and make us feel better. They're all part and parcel, and everything plays a role in it. It's part of that puzzle. And without those parts, you know, we can do portions of it, but to really get the full effect of the program, diet, exercise, meditation, prayer, all those things go into it.
And that's why it's a ministry. It's a very important ministry.
Yes, it is.
I have a little saying that when I start to get sick or I feel a little fluish, which can happen sometimes, but it's usually gone in about 4 hours. So I start saying, I am safe. It's only change. Something has to pass through the body, and let's do it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Very good,
That's what happens. It really does. So what have you felt about business as a businesswoman? How has the AIM program helped you?
Oh, God. It is so amazing. From my car accident, I had had problems with my back, and I had had a couple car accidents as a kid with my sister where I had, I think I broke my pelvis, and it kind of shifted me. It was never I didn't find that out until later on in my life. But anyway, through all those times, my back had always bothered me from this latest car accident. And for years, Steve would be checking me and go, oh, this is the frequency. This one's going to make a big difference in your back. And we were I was always hoping that that was going to be the one. And I used to tell everybody, as soon as my back feels better, I'm going to be shouting to everybody. I'm going to tell you all. You're going to all know the day it goes. Because on a pain level, I was probably at an 8 out of 10 every day that my back would bother me all the time. I just lived with it. I just thought, well, this is just the way things are going to be until, you know, we figure out what it is. And one day I woke up, and I was going to have a meeting with Steve and Evan, my partners. Mm-hmm. And for those women that are out there talking, and maybe even some of the men, when you have business partners that are very strong personalities and you're trying to make your voice be heard too, sometimes you get kind of muffled.
Or sandwiched in.
And so I was always trying to, you know, bring my thoughts in, and a lot of times they'd kind of look at me like I was, you know, that's not going to work, you know, kind of thing. But this one morning I felt really good. It was one of those mornings you wake up and everything is just going perfectly. It's beautiful outside. You look great. You got a great hair day, the whole thing. So I went in for my meeting and started talking to them. And what it was is I had this idea that I wanted to go out and start speaking about the program as well, because they were out speaking. And I thought, you know, our participants, we have female participants too, and our male participants, they want to hear somebody, another point of view, and it's the female side. They haven't heard that. And I really expected that it could happen that I'd get shot down on this one. But they both looked at each other before I could even get my whole spiel out. And they looked at me and said, great idea. Just
oh,
great
that's
idea.
Super. We're gonna hear about the rest of that in a moment, but we do have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tune in next week, January 23rd, to hear an interview with Allie Cheslick. Allie's been changing people's lives for the past 21 years as a professional consultant to celebrities, authors, psychics, and mediums, doctors and lawyers and housewives, CEOs, metaphysical practitioners, paranormal teams, and lightworkers. Allie's love is felt in every reading, and her tell-it-like-it-is attitude is refreshing and authentic. Allie's reputation and comedic personality have earned her a loyal following of clients and a large local and international radio fan base. Her compassion, integrity, and humor give her the ability to make people feel as though she is part of their family, a friend, someone who they can trust. Allie Cheslick is currently in the process of writing 2 books, one called Blessings in Disguise, and her untitled book of angelic messages. She can be heard weekly on her internet radio show, Wings of Love, on Archive Radio and Blog Talk Radio. So grab your hot cocoa and put on your fuzzy bunny slippers and join us at 9 p.m. Eastern next week on Let's Find Out. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the 3rd Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of the Mayan calendar and the transformation of consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Elizabeth Hepburn, Roberta, and she's feeling good because she's on the AIM program. And I just wanted to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and my guest is Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program. So, Roberta, I know that there's so many things that are important to women, such as aging and hair color and body image. How can the AIM program help them?
Well, you know, with the AIM program, helping us get rid of our baggage, and I call it baggage because it's kind of like a something that we can all kind of resonate with, but our hereditary dispositions and frequencies that we have in our bodies that have been come brought down to us from past generations, et cetera, our family and whatnot, when we get rid of that baggage, we create a new us. We come into our own. We find our path, and that's what the AIM program helps us do, whether we're a stay-at-home mom, which is probably one of the hardest jobs there is out there, or we're in business for ourselves, or we work for another company, whatever it happens to be. All of us need to empower ourselves, and that's a really good way to do empower ourselves, is to get rid of this baggage and not have that to rely on. When we get rid of the baggage, we raise our life force. Our life force allows us to be what we want to be and what we should be. It gives us that strength to get through and to pursue our dreams. It also raises our level of consciousness. The more conscious we are, the more able we are to create the world and the life that we want and we deserve. And the AIM program helps us on that path. It helps us with body image. So many of us, I myself had an issue with that for many years. I modeled when I was in high school, and they want you to be skinny, skinny, skinny. And there was no way my body type was going to be able to weigh 100 pounds. It just wasn't possible. So I've noticed that over the years, I am more comfortable within myself and who I am. And that confidence that we have when we feel that way, we walk into a room and we're so confident and we have a glow about us. And it helps us in everyday life, dealing with people, with your partners, with your staff, with your kids, problem solving. The AIM program helps us with that. It also helps us with anti-aging, and we've been working really hard on that.
And that's the endorphins, is it not?
Exactly.
It keeps the endorphins healthy.
Exactly. And that's creating so our cells can regenerate and rejuvenate, and we can lose the wrinkles, and we can lose the dementia that we get as we grow older, losing our memory and that kind of thing. And hopefully it'll bring back our hair color so we won't have to be using Lady Clairol anymore and all those things.
Well, you know, the one thing that was important to me, I think I understand it, that if you're in the AIM program for a year or more, that when you have a baby, it's the heredity imbalances that you're born with do not get carried on to the next generation.
That's correct. My sister and her husband and participants used to do this before when we were in practice. They would come in wanting to clear out their baggage, and they would call it cleaning up before they conceived. And I know my sister with her two kids, my niece was born before the AIM program, but her life force was 99 when she was born, and she had one hereditary frequency, and that was a frequency from her father's side, which we had not discovered yet. Now, my nephew was born in 2000, so he was on the AIM program when he was born, and he was the first baby born with a life force of 100, and he had no hereditary frequencies.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have the Rh factor, and my husband had a positive blood, and you know, Roberta, I had 9 pregnancies and 2 births. And I often wondered if I was on the AIM program back in the 70s, would my other babies have been born?
Yeah, good question. Possibly.
Good question. I believe possibly, because I have a very strong feeling about the AIM program. And not only does it keep you in balance mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually, because when you have clarity, you come from a loving place, a loving heart. And when you're kinder to people and more loving to people, then you can begin to see where their pain is and where they're coming from. And it creates inner peace as well as peace around you. Isn't that true, Roberta?
Absolutely. And you know, when we're around other people that are on the AIM program, you know what a high it is when you're in a room full of people on the AIM program. It's really interesting.
Yeah, we're going to start to lactate next week. Could you give us a website where people could find out more about the AIM program?
Sure. It's www.aimprogram.com.
That's very simple. And mine is aimtolivewell.info if you wanted to read the part about where I'm supporting the AIM program as well. I just don't see how anybody could not be on it these days. I know that there's so many frequencies, Roberta, that come from around the world, like Iraq, China, Korea, and they all mix together into one, and they create new upsets and new frequencies. Isn't that true?
Yes, they do. And they kind of change their ways, and we were finding these new things like daily. This last week we found two new ones. And each week we're finding probably 2 to 4 different ones, plus new ones in the air that aren't hereditary. The ones I'm speaking of that we've been finding have been hereditary. But we're also finding new ones in the air, like you were talking about, that come from these other countries, with us being such a melting pot, you know, from other places. We're traveling, they're traveling here, we're mixing up, and we are getting different flu strains and this kind of thing, and it's kind of a mutation of some of the things that we've had before, but they're different.
Well, we're going to pick up on this right after our next commercial.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-Purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Euthanasia Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malacu. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book that we are recommending everybody to read is the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. In regard to Stephen Lewis and the AIM program, he believes that everything is energy and that everything is possible, as said by Albert Einstein. Everyone has a frequency, and if these frequencies are out of balance with our natural harmony, then they can be identified and removed. I have seen wonderful results with the AIM program. I have been in the AIM program for more than 10 years, and I could not exist without it. This is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is in our own totality, and we become enlightened healers, vibrating to a higher frequency with the oneness of the divine. I have found that in my higher self, I can exist and co-create, and so can you. More than half a century after Einstein described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation E equals mc squared, we finally begin to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness, is about a miraculous possibility that emerges when we see the universe as a matrix of frozen light, the spiritual manifestation of our unitive consciousness. This is a book that is a must in everyone's metaphysical library. Sanctuary, a novel by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. Except it isn't really a novel. It shows you how the system works, and you can come into the AIM program anytime you're ready. Get the book and let's find out.
Change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real reality.
in the flow. I'm Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Roberta, we were talking about frequencies and how important they are. And I wanted to continue that conversation. Could you tell us a little bit more about frequencies?
Well, on the AIM program, we've got so many different frequencies. We kind of we look at ourselves as like an onion. And an onion, we peel layer by layer. The outermost layer is the most acute layer, or what we've acquired just recently. It's like an active layer, a cold, a flu, you're not feeling good. And those frequencies are our outermost frequencies. And then we go deeper to the chronic stuff. And the chronic stuff is like you were mentioning that when you were a kid that you had been quite ill, and maybe you had chronic things that used to come up periodically, maybe in the winter, sometimes with the changes of seasons. Some people will say, you know, they broke a leg when they were a kid, and now, you know, chronically their leg aches when it gets cold out or damp out, that kind of thing. Then we go into our hereditary layers, or the deepest layer. And those hereditary layers are things that were passed down by generations before us. Maybe in your family there were diabetes, heart disease, cancers, whatever. Those are those hereditary frequencies. And on the AIM program, we have all of those frequencies that are known, as well as a lot that we've added, which are anti-aging frequencies. And then we also have some of the frequencies that are a little bit, what I call a little bit more fun. And those are like unconditional love, happiness, prosperity, pride, confidence, those kind of things. So we've got all those layers on the program that we're able to pick and choose. It's kind of a smorgasbord or a buffet of different frequencies that we can pick and choose whenever we need them from moment to moment.
One of the most exciting things for me, and it always has been about the AIM program, is the Down syndrome and autism people. Let's talk about the kids.
Oh, I love talking about the kids because they do so well, and they're so much fun to hear from, too. We have scholarships for autism and for Downs, and I've got to tell you, those kids, and we have adults on there, too, are doing fabulous. And the stories that we get and the things that we hear from the parents, and even some of the kids write their own testimonials and their own reports. On the scholarship program, we do ask that a quarterly report be sent in so that we can kind of see how they're doing and make sure that we're on the right track with the frequencies and if there's something we should be looking for to have added to the program, so that these people can have a little bit more to help them through these rough spots. These kids are just amazing. We have this one little boy who his mother was saying that he wasn't always very verbal, and now on the AIM program he's been singing, and he's talking, and he's asking things where he didn't before. And it just kind of brings tears to your eyes, you know?
I think that it helps them. I think it helps them have less static. I use the energy as static and come back into themselves, and then they can start to feel things that they want. You know, biologically, they can start to feel their body differently, and then they can be more of who they are.
Yeah, definitely. And these kids are, they're so smart, and they're so in tune, and it's just to verbalize it and to come out with it. And on the AIM program, they're really doing well. They're doing just so well.
It must be wonderful for the family, too.
Oh, definitely. Because it's, you know, when you have someone that has special needs in the family, it's really difficult for everyone. It's expensive. There's a lot of special things that have to be taken care of. You have to go to doctors a lot. You might have therapists. You have to have special sitters if you want to go somewhere. It's quite a strain on a relationship, and I've noticed that probably at least half of our participants on the Autism or Downs program are single parents, which is sad. But also when the parents and the families come on the program, it's even double. It's so amazing because they can understand what the kids are going through, and everybody's there together supporting each other, and it's really religion.
Did I ever tell you that I was on the AIM program, and I don't know if you remember, I went through a little bit of a bad time in 02, and I went off the AIM program for 4 months, and I had to come back on the AIM program because my body, I felt like it was shriveling up. It really reacted, and I started getting sick again like I used to.
Oh my goodness.
I right back on it again. So that was such a lesson for me. And that's why I think that we should stay on the AIM program longer than a year. Don't you agree?
Well, definitely, because the year you're just clearing out all that stuff and we're reaching the 100 life force, which is the mark that we want to reach, but we haven't gotten into the fun stuff yet. You know, we've been just clearing out all that, the cobwebs. We're now just starting to become clear, and we've got to stay with it so then we can reap the benefits of all that hard work that we just went through.
Well, the most important thing that I like to think of with the AIM program is after you've reached your balance and your 100% frequency, then I think you need to maintain it. And I don't think that you can maintain it without the help at this point. Doesn't mean things aren't going to change down the road. But at this point, it's too valuable to even lose 5 or 6 or 10% of what you've already gained back.
Well, yeah, there's so many frequencies out there, like we were talking about earlier, with people coming from other places, and, you know, they have different things that they're used to, flus, bugs, whatever you want to call it. And then when they come here, they're reacting to the bugs and flus and things that we have here, and we're reacting to the ones that they've brought. So when you're on the AIM program, it just gives you that extra protection, that extra power behind you to clear out those things and not react to them. So definitely, it is something that's really empowering to us. And we, you know, it's just so on so many levels.
I agree. We have one more short commercial, and then we're going to come back with Roberta and talk about how EMC Square has been engaged in philanthropic activities since 1999. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension. Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tune in next week, January 23rd, to hear an interview with Allie Cheslick. Allie's been changing people's lives for the past 21 years as a professional consultant to celebrities, authors, psychics, and mediums, doctors and lawyers and housewives, CEOs, metaphysical practitioners, paranormal teams, and lightworkers. Allie's love is felt in every reading, and her tell-it-like-it-is attitude is refreshing and authentic. Allie's reputation and comedic personality have earned her a loyal following of clients and a large local and international radio fan base. Her compassion, integrity, and humor give her the ability to make people feel as though she is part of their family, a friend, someone who they can trust. Allie Cheslick is currently in the process of writing 2 books, one called Blessings in Disguise and her untitled book of Angelic Messages. She can be heard weekly on her internet radio show, Wings of Love, on Archive Radio and Blog Talk Radio. So grab your hot cocoa and put on your fuzzy bunny slippers and join us at 9 p.m. Eastern next week on Let's Find Out. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program. And Roberta, I wanted to talk about your philanthropic activities. I have trouble with that word, always have. And I would like to know how you got involved with them.
Well, when we were in Los Angeles, I worked with the women's club there, which was involved with Holly Grove, which is their children's organization. It's a children's home for the abused children that have been taken away from families, etc. And we were very involved with that. I did a lot of fashion shows with them. We did a lot of fundraisers, raising money for the kids, because we believe charity begins at home, our country, our state, our city, our family. And children are our future. And with one out of every six child in this United States is hungry, that is a pretty astounding deals to me. And I just think that that's just, it shouldn't be happening. So we have been involved with feeding the children since we've been in Las Vegas, which we're going on our sixth year here.
Oh,
we've been
great.
Working with, I know it's a long time, huh? We've been working with the Catholic Charities, and we donate to a local food bank. We did a food drive last year for Thanksgiving, and we donated with my staff and I. We came up with 16 full dinners for 16 families.
And oh, that's great.
Yeah. And at Christmas, we gave to a platoon of GIs in Afghanistan. We've gone with the Iraqi Star Bracelets, which we've donated to them. And we wear the bracelets in honor of the Iraqi soldiers or the American soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that have been hurt. And what that organization does is it gives them the new titanium limbs so that they can run and do all the things. You see the guys in the marathons running and stuff. And it's just a different type of limb for those that have lost limbs when they've been over there, and it helps them in so many ways. But then we also give to the homeless children here. Last year we got involved with eBunny at Easter, and we made up 35 Easter baskets that are donated to the hungry and the homeless children. My staff routinely volunteers at the food bank serving meals on the holidays, and then just whenever they have a day that they'd like to do, they go down and they feed the homeless for an afternoon and help out down there. So we do a lot of different things as far as the children in our community goes. And a lot of the time, that's something that is kind of overlooked. We talk about all the frequencies and everything, but then we also do AIDS walks. We've done cancer walks. We did an autism walk.
Wonderful.
All kinds
That's wonderful.
Of different
and if
things
we
that
all
we get
helped,
with.
If we all helped in our community just a little bit like you're doing, we could really have a great country. I think we would strengthen our oneness. You know, it's New Year's. We're just in the second week of the new year. And for the upcoming year, the researchers show that only 3% will see the resolutions that they make throughout the year. Less than half will be holding strong at the first six-month mark, which would be June. Is this something that the AIM program can help us with? Can they help us keep our New Year's resolutions?
You know, I think so, because I've noticed that with myself, that's what I came up with the gold cards and the goal cards. I call them gold cards because they are like gold to me. Every time I write up something on my goal card, it seems to come to fruition. And so instead of at New Year's, instead of making a resolution, I write myself a goal or goals. It depends on, you know, what's going on with me at that point in time. And I find it very important. Resolutions to me kind of make me nervous because I know there's such a stigma around them that we know that we're not going to keep holding on to them. But when we clear out those frequencies and we're like at another vibration, we're vibrating higher, we're able to see clearly and make those goals attainable. And whatever those goals will be, maybe it's a goal to lose weight. You just want to make it a goal that's attainable for you. And that's what the goal cards can do. And you don't have to be on the AIM program to use the goal cards. You can download them by going to the website or contacting the office, or Elizabeth can also get you goal cards. But the goal cards, I find that those are amazing at helping people stick to resolutions, goals, intentions, whatever you want to call those New Year's.
And what Bonnie and I did when we started on New Year's, we had our show. We had, let's leave, what are you leaving in 2010? And what are you bringing with you in 2011? And that's kind of like the same thing. It
yeah.
was a lot to leave the old stuff. I left Twitter. I wasn't going to Twitter anybody.
So you left your tweeting behind, did you?
I left the tweeting behind. And then we came forward with more community service, more encouraging us to all work together. And we are going to have to close tonight. I'd like you to give the website again.
It's www.aimprogram.com.
And going on the AIM program is one of the best things that you can do for yourself, but it's also one of the best things that you can do for your family members as well as your animals. Right, Roberta?
Absolutely. In your house, your business, you can put your bank account on. Works
Oh, my
great.
goodness, that's a good idea. That's another
Yeah.
goal card.
There you go.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to have you back on again sometime in the spring so we can catch up and find out more about what we're doing for autism and the kids and everything else.
Oh, I would love to, and thank you.
Welcome. My pleasure. Good night, everybody. It's time for the meditation. And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. And remember that truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for a certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, "I know that. I was going to write that." We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies, there are other planets with life, such as ours, other universal beings. And once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt or the Eiffel Tower for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside. Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner beings, that vital part of you. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.